If you're a Maryland business, the state comptroller may be looking for you. It is Comptroller Peter Francia's new award for business innovation and investment in the state. It's called the Comptroller's Cornerstone Award for Local Business Excellence. He says it is to celebrate the businesses that generate jobs and develop ideas for the region's economy, among other things, but it involves not just the business side of the equation. He's also looking for philanthropic efforts by these local businesses and their contributions to their communities. Deadline for entries runs through the end of December. We caught up with the comptroller to talk about his new award.
And we're going to celebrate the innovation and investment of Maryland's local business community. This is always, I stand in awe of the genius of the private sector and their ability to strengthen the economy and generate jobs and create tax revenue and obviously develop new ideas about customer service, and new products, and also their philanthropic involvement in the community. I'm not talking about necessarily small mom-and-pop retail stores, which I have traditionally championed around the holiday season with the shop local calls. These are could be any sector or any size companies that are, as long as they're Maryland-owned and Maryland-based. And we're going to seek out the best of the best and give them awards in 2019 for strengthening and making our state a better place.
What kind of things will you be looking for in terms of a business and its contribution?
Well, first of all, we're asking for Maryland citizens and your listeners and others to go to MarylandTaxes.gov, and click on the form and nominate businesses that they may know of. Either they may be employed at one, or they may know someone who's employed at one, or they may just know one by local reputation. What we're looking for are companies that are obviously successful economically, but also participate in the community. And so we're looking for nominations. We're going to have a jury of experts in our agency review all of the nominations that are made. The deadline for nominations is December 31st. We'll figure out who is best to give these initial awards to sometime in January or early February, and then we'll get on the road and come out and visit each of Maryland's 23 counties and additionally Baltimore City.
Finally, what kind of contribution are you looking for in terms of these businesses when it comes to not necessarily the economic side of it, obviously the business, but maybe the philanthropic side or the contribution that they make to their local communities?
Civic leadership and, you know, providing good models for other businesses about being good corporate participants in whatever the philanthropy might be. It could be a local youth sports, or it could be local health issues or something that the company is involving itself in with the community with. For example, the whole point of this is that there are thousands and thousands of Maryland companies that never get any recognition and do unbelievably great things. We all know the big out-of-state national companies, many of whom are involved in Maryland, but a lot of them do not have the direct contact that these Maryland businesses do with their communities. So why not give them a cornerstone award for business excellence based on the value and character and contributions that they make locally?
Maryland Comptroller Peter Francia on his new Comptroller Cornerstone Award for Local Business Excellence. The deadline is December 31st. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.